You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Welcome, dear kinswomen and kinsmen. Welcome again to the show. This is the first show of the year. Amazing that on May 15th, that will complete 5 years. Yes, it will. And 5 years of Saxon's Creed. That was my first radio show. It was called Are You Blessing Vampires? Amazing name for a first show, isn't it? And yes, the world is blessing the vampires, unfortunately. You know, I talked about a scripture in my article. It's out, by the way, the Paul study piece, an investigation into the Apostle Paul's gospel. And I call it the gospel. Very interesting that it says, it is that Jesus said to that woman at the Samaritan woman, he said, it is not meet to give the take the children's bread and give it to dogs. And I had mentioned this yesterday on Rabbit Hole Radio Show. I realized what he meant. The children. Who are the children? I think that's interesting because he came here for his own offspring, to redeem his own offspring that had been harmed by the devil and his offspring. And he didn't come here to redeem any dogs or any frogs or any Chinamen or any Negroids or anything like that or any Jew. He came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he said it. It is not meet to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. The children's bread, you see. Interesting that he calls our healings and things like that bread. But another thing that dawns on me is the Father's blessings, which are this manna or this bread that he gives us in our countries, because we're the haves according to these satanic Jews. That's exactly what they're doing. They're taking away the children of Yahweh's bread and giving it to dogs. They're taking our money away. They're taking our nations away at this point and giving our bread to the dogs. And the dogs don't know any better. And so they just lap it up. And they have stepped onto our lands, which means now they are under the judgment. Just like the Jew is. Once the Jew stepped on our lands, it brought itself under the judgment. This is what these dogs and sorcerers and etc. don't realize. They made a big mistake stepping onto our lands. They don't know that yet, but they're going to know it. So I think that's very interesting that everything the Father or, you know, Yeshua is the Father in the flesh, everything he says, they want to do the opposite. So they want to give the children's bread to the dogs. And they are dogs themselves, these filthy Jews. They're swine. And sorcerers. So that's very interesting. Let me do a little correction here on myself. However, I'm not sure I'm wrong, but until I can prove it, I really can't. I said that Allison Weir was a Jew. There are two Alison Weirs, and one of them is an historian in Britain who clearly, it appears, to be Jew. But a friend of mine who did an interview with me, John, he said he can't find anything and says she's clean. But the reason why I say this is, keep this in mind. You remember Brett Weir from the Jerky Boys? The Jews always use their own types of names and things like that. This is what this says, so you keep this in mind. See, not everybody named Johnson is going to be a Jew, but many people named Johnson are Jews. So anyway, this is from Genie Genealogy, and it says, and Raycliffe Wire, which is W-Y-R-E or forward slash Weir, W-E-I-R, 1832, March 17th, 2016, it says this. Weir, W-Y-R-E, is another spelling of the surname Weir, W-E-I-R, being the same as Devere. It's also found as an Ashkenazi Jewish surname of ornamental blah, 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 and it goes on, okay? So take that for what it's worth. What I had presented to him, I don't know anything about this liberal weirdo. All I know is if the mainstream media and the Jews are giving her attention, then that shows me that they're of her. This is what I said to John too, this is the same thing as Jeremy Corbyn. He's a Jew, and yet he's against the Palestinian thing, right? I mean, he's against the Jews, what the Jews are doing to the Palestinians, like this other Weir here. So the way I look at it is, though we don't have the 100% proof that she's a Jew, I'm going to say we're still going to find out she's a Jew. But I'll retract it because I don't know. I don't really care anyway. But if I'm wrong about something, I don't mind saying I'm wrong. I don't think I'm exactly wrong here. As you heard, this is an Ashkenazi Jewish name. But we'll just wait and see. In other words, you don't hear about me and John and other people in the mainstream media, do you? That ought to tell you something. So I just wanted to, if I'm wrong about something, boom, no problem. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. But this one is like open to question, let's say. So I can't exactly prove it, but I'm going to tell you that I still think she's a Jew. And I have the right to think what I wish. And of course, if it's an Ashkenazi Jew name, I think I can say that, there's a very good possibility. There's a Jew in the woodpile there. Let's just put it that way. So that's interesting. So I wanted to get that out of the way. I don't even know anything really about this creature, but I went and looked at it, and I says to myself, yeah, it looks half white, looks kind of Jewish to me, but certainly the one in Britain is a whole nother deal. You got to get a load of that one. So we'll find out if she's a Jewess. It doesn't really matter to me. It's just that, like I said to John, at least 90% of the truth movement are Jews. And at least. Which means it could be even higher than 90%, right? I mean, they're just swarming in the whole thing. There's money to be made, you see. You can write lots of books and that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? So, and there's certainly, she just wrote a book, by the way. So anyway, that's that. I hope you're all enjoying the shows. I hope that you will take the time to go through the audio files. If only you could know what I had gone through to bring you this Apostle Paul study piece. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to tell you that we're talking lots of hours, and we're talking lots of opposition. So there it is. It was my goal to see it done. It's done. I may have to do a few grammatical or grammar corrections. I got to, you know, go through it. It's a long piece, and I tried to correct it as best as I could on the way through, but there's always going to be something that I missed or something. So please forgive that, but I'll straighten it out. I got to go through it, okay? I don't have any luxuries like somebody saying, oh, well, let me go through it and check it out and make sure it's, and straighten out the things. I have to do it all myself. So it's, you know, you can sit and say, well, you missed a comma here, or you did this, or yeah, great. You do something like this then, and let's see how you do. So there we go. So we're in Fritz Springmeier's book, of course. And I moved a little forward on it to page 83. If you're going to get your book, I'm going to take a sip of my iced coffee. Me and Miss Elke were out today and out several times this week, cutting down some trees and doing all kinds of things that need to be done. So I do a little bit every day if I can, or close to every day, and things happen. You see, that's one of the things about goals I should speak to you about, is that when you set goals, if you're willing to work at it, you know, every day if you can, or at least 5 days a week if you can, even if you're only doing a half an hour working towards that goal, you'll be so surprised how far you come. And all of a sudden, a couple of weeks or a month goes by and boom, you've achieved an amazing amount of work. It's just a question of being faithful to and committed to doing these things. When you do it, you're surprised, because I mean, this is the way I've always been, goal oriented. So I've reached so many goals. You don't make 15 albums without being goal oriented. And, I've got a whole bunch more as well. And you see this Apostle Paul thing, or my website, or, you know, the shows that I do, these are all goals. Helping you, helping me. Serving the Father, working for the kingdom, trying to restore Christianity, trying to restore recordings, trying to, you know, these are all goals, and I have reached many goals. The Compere thing, you know, and I'm working on now this new Compere thing, so, we're going to be pushing on that too, you know. So, and then I've got the Dr. Wesley Swift 41 tapes to get through too. So, I mean, and there's way more than that. There's 1,000 Dr. Wesley Swift tapes, believe it or not. This job is monumental. So, I mean, it's just, I love reaching goals. There's nothing like, you know, at the end of the day, when I lay down, I try to think of all the things I accomplished that day. And this fuels accomplishment. It fuels you to, there's something greatly satisfying in keeping yourself busy. You don't want to wallow in the mire, or you don't want to, you know, wallow in the fact of what's going on in the world and all these things. You want to try to keep yourself busy. Keep yourself moving towards the Father, and keep your eyes on the Father. It's so important for us to love Him and worship Him, and to pay attention to Him and to get counsel from Him. I'll give you an example of something wild. There's a lot of oak trees on my property. It's really the father's property. It's really not even mine. So, I mean, that's the truth. And I said to him today, I guess I really shouldn't call them my oak trees. They're your oak trees. But just as in California, something's going on with the oak trees where they get this green kind of a disease on them, and it kind of rots out the branches from the outside in. And I asked the father, I don't know, you know, how long ago, maybe a couple months or something like that. I asked him, I said, "Father, would you heal the trees? Would you heal the oak trees? I don't know what's going on with them, or, you know, I haven't really had the time to look into that yet to see if there's something you can, not spray on the trees, but some way to feed them so that they can fight this stuff off." And as I was walking out with Miss Elke today and cutting down certain things, and I looked at the oak trees, and I don't know if it's my imagination or not, but they seem to look a little bit better. Now, that wouldn't surprise me that the father could heal the oak trees. But what makes me happy is that the father would answer my prayer. Now, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if it's just I haven't really looked at him good enough or whatever, but I looked at him now, and we'll see if it gets better. And I hope it will, because these are beautiful trees. Oak trees are beautiful trees. And it's kind of I was wondering if it was kind of a sign that the oak trees in the country are starting to be killed off. And it's almost just like we're being killed off. Oak trees, you know, an oak tree is known to live forever, so to speak. You know what I mean? And that kind of represents us in a way. And I just thought it was interesting that in California, they say that in Northern California, the oak trees are having a disease. And I know that the disease that we're having is Jewry. And it's two-legged beast of the field weapons. So we have our parasite too. We have our disease that's trying to eradicate us and kill us eternally. You know what I mean? They want us to end up the way they're ending up. Hopefully our people will come out of this. Hopefully our people will finally wake up. Excuse me. Wake up. And hopefully they will come to the realization of what's been going on and what needs to be done about it. So, I suppose we should get into some of this matter here now. So I told you we were on page 83. How easy it is to deceive, it says. Our self-deception is one of the power's best allies. The truth simply needs to be suppressed, and fictions embellished somewhat to fool most people. For instance, suppress the actual figures of how many Masons are in the government positions, and embellish fictions on how many anti- or non-Masons are in government. Masonic statements to such effect don't mention how those non-Masons allowed in government still fit into their plans and power structure. Grand Orient Masons are not on the rolls of public American lodges, excuse me, although they are Masons. Masons pretend to the public that those Americans with only European lodge memberships are not Masons. Furthermore, a man bought off by the Masons is just as much theirs as one who is a member, but they can say he is not a Mason. Or again, suppress the actual figures of Jewish involvement in the Masons and stress the fiction of anti-Jewish lodges, or again, suppress the actual figures of Jewish Masonic involvement with communism, and stress the fiction of anti-Jewishism in Russia. The showcase, let me stop there for a second. Well, let me just finish that then. The showcase propaganda in communist countries of anti-Jewishism works well to hide the overwhelming figures of Jews within the communist power structure. Now, let me just stop for a second here. This fellow from Malaysia, I'll probably have it on this week's news, and this was an article from last year. He said that anti-Jewishism was created in order to make it so that nobody could talk about the Jews. Now, that sounds like he's pointing out the obvious, but think about that. See, remember I talked about how anti-Jewishism is in the government? It's so visible right now. It's everywhere. We can see it everywhere, can't we? Anti-Jewishism is everywhere. It's on the right. It's on the left. It's in the middle. It's on in the sky. It's in the water. It's everywhere. And the reason for that is they created this nonsense in order to bring about a point where nobody can ever discuss them or talk about them. And I just think that's very interesting. So he continues here. Still, this author's experience is that many Christians would rather listen to men who have repeatedly sworn to deceive than to read what the Masons actually teach. Why? It is discomforting to them to disturb their secure feeling in this present system. They don't want to learn that their present system is an elaborate myth, concealing and insulating the world power from anything that might oppose it. The Masons, Reverend Dr. William Dodd, in a speech to the Brother Masons to open a new Masonic temple in 1794, traced Freemasonry from the first astronomers on the plains of, it took me a while to get that right, didn't it? On the plains of Chaldea, the wise and mystic kings and priests of Egypt, the sages of Greece and philosophers of Rome. Whether or not this would be historically correct if one looks from 1794 backward in Masonic history, it clearly shows that even in 1794, the Freemasons did desire to identify themselves with the mystery religions of the ancient pagans. So let me just stop right there. Judaism is paganism. The Catholic Church is paganism. Everything to do with Babylon is paganism. Correct? See? You see how it all really does connect? And that's what's interesting about it. You see, the mystery religions of the ancient pagans. So, he says, let us examine one Masonic deception, that their organization was or is Christian. See chapter 1.17 for more on Masonic deception. Recently, Episcopalian theologian Dr. Morey wrote a book declaring Freemasonry's origin and early history to be Christian. Today, Masons are still leading the people to believe it is a Christian institute. Morey's book has been in Christian bookstores. According to Morey, his book is popular with Masons and is to be advertised in a Masonic magazine. This Episcopalian theologian with Masonic friends says that his permission to visit the best Masonic library was because the Masons were blinded, just like when Brother Andrew went into the communist countries. He says they never once asked in weeks of his research who he was. Indeed, they opened up locked documents and made suggestions as to what he could see. This author and others have repeatedly been told by official representatives of the Scottish Rite that no one except Masons with special permission are allowed to use such libraries. This author and others know that they do ask people who people are. They don't just allow anyone in. Also, in this author's research and experience, almost everywhere he has researched, at public libraries, the patent office, etc., he has experienced numerous requests for ID or for his signature. The reader can draw his own conclusions, but it is the opinion of this author that it is highly possible the grossly misleading research of Maury's book was a setup, aided by his Masonic friends who asked their library to play dumb, break the rules, and assist guide this research. There are other suspicious items about the book, but it will take time to follow them up. Now, just think about that. When I did the show yesterday and I named it Devils Making Hybrids, these devils are trying to mix everything they can with Christianity. They're trying to mix Gnosticism. That's what Christian Science means. Really, what that translates to is Christian Gnosticism. And the Jews, these devils, and others, are trying to mix everything they can with Christianity. As the Catholics have mixed their priesthood, as the Apostle Paul has caused the Judaizing of Christianity and mixed that priesthood. You see, what it all comes down to is what we learned earlier in this book, and that is that Masonry is to be the one world religion. And by mixing Christianity into it, or to say it's Christian, deceives Christians. I'm going to read you a document soon that came out in 1983 that the Pope declared that it was okay for Catholics to be Masons, and it actually advertised Masonry to the Catholics. In other words, they're all welcomed. See, Masonry is having a big problem with recruiting. So now they've got Prince Hall Masons, which are nigger Masons, and they have women that they're allowing into some lodges now, which they never did before, and they are desperate. They're desperate, and so they'll do anything, just like the Catholic Church at this point. They'll do anything to increase their membership, to keep the money power coming in. I'm going to show you some study I did at the end of last year about one of these Masonic organizations, and it is going to blow you away. Or at least it blew me away. That's all I know. Whether it blows you away or not, I don't know. But I think it will. I've been a busy boy. I've been busy. I'm going to make sure that you know who the enemy is. I'm going to make sure that you know what the enemy's up to. Because I make sure I know what they're up to. Of course, I don't know everything they're up to. Anyway, this book's message, amazing but true. Yes, I agree. Be wise as serpents' conclusions sound outrageous at first. But after the reader is aware of the book's contents, then the testimony of those who have confided to this author of their participation in the conspiracy of the major religions to bring the one world religion will be seen to be credible. An introduction to the various groups. You know, Masonry has so many sects around the world, it is just absolutely, I mean, you could spend all day talking about this. A brother wrote me and he says, oh, there's two sects of Freemasons. No. No, there's way, way, way. It's countable, but it's somewhat uncountable, if you know what I mean. They're everywhere, and they're in competition with one another as well. So, an introduction to the various groups. It is true that there are several centers of power upon the earth. However, these groups have made alliances and together create the new world order. A one world government, which is democracy, already exists. Almost. Even though the world is ruled by a secret world government, the world has not willingly consented to this. H.G. Wells, who spent his life planning how this one world state would come into power and function, fully expected today's situation in his timetable. The World Council was in effective possession of world power, but not in unchallenged possession. Even in 2000 CE, I don't like this CE stuff, 19 twentieths of mankind were still unassimilated to the organization. If the world was not rebellious, it was mutinous, and there were plenty of alert and intelligent people in opposition to the reconditioning of the human affairs on modern state lines. The reader is familiar with how two royal bloodlines can be joined by marriage to produce a new royal bloodline containing both lineages. This principle has been used a great deal in creating the unified one-world government of today. The Black Nobility is a group of nobility that traces back to the Roman emperors. Many of the royalty of Europe belong to the Black Nobility. The Knights of Malta are one of the Black Nobility's secret orders. And that's also a Catholic order, which goes back to Rome, so it makes sense. The Order of the Knights of Malta helps continue the cohesion of the nobility as a group. This Black Nobility have formed an alliance with two major groups, the Jewish bloodline of the House of David. Wrong, Fritz, wrong. Wrong again. There is no Jewish bloodline to the House of David. Cut off, that's off. And the group of international bankers who are practicing Satanism. In other words, he's trying to tell you, these are Jews, but they're no longer practicing Jews that practice that wonderful, wonderful holy religion known as Judaism. I know you're laughing right now because you know how ridiculous the statement is. The merging of these three groups has created a unity called the New World Order. A host of other organizations are built on this nucleus. Freemasonry is one of the fundamental ones, yes. The Jewish bloodline, considered to be not only of the House of David, but to contain the royal bloodline of Jesus, wrong, has been preserved by the secret order of the Priere de Sion, Priory of Zion. The Merovingian bloodline, you know, the red-headed kings and all this stuff. See, they're trying to say that Jesus had not died and had not been resurrected, but he actually went and he married, I guess it was Mary Magdalene or whatever, and continued, you know, having a family on earth and a bloodline. No, 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 no. He died on the cross. He was risen. He was resurrected. Let's not be stupid here, please. So there are also individuals, usually at the head of Gnostic religious groups, see chapter 1.3, who are Illuminati. One main Rosicrucian group is called the Church of Illumination. The three groups, the Black Nobility, the Satanists, and the claimed bloodline of Jesus, which is not at all claimed, it can claim anything it wants, but it's not the bloodline of David or Jesus, have an outer group of about 500 men who assemble once a year. This group is nicknamed the Bilderbergers. Although, see how long this has been going on? You see, all these people that wrote books saying the Bilderbergers and this and that, you know what I mean? Fritz had done this 10, 15, 20 years before they did. That's why I say this is very interesting. So, although the heads of some of the largest newspapers attend, and their meetings are newsworthy, the media do not cover their super-secret meetings. The center of power geographically resides in Great Britain. That does not mean New York, Zurich, Rome, Paris, and Moscow, etc. aren't important. These cities also are the centers of their power. Through a vast number of organizations, the world has been brought under their control. Some of their organizations, like the Boy Scouts or the Order of the Antelope, play a little part in the control of humankind and the construction of a one-world religion. While others, like the Order of the B'nai B'rith and the Orders of the Skull and Bones, play major roles. The one-world power has used and is using foreign cults and secret societies that Americans rarely hear about, like the Hung and the Triad secret societies in China and the Tenri Kenju Kai in Japan. As a reference to help the reader get started, a list of some major groups is now provided. This author has files on hundreds of organizations and sects. The number of religious groups and secret fraternal organizations and New Age organizations started by a one-world power is simply fantastic. See, let me stop right there and talk about something. This shows you just how evil and how antichrist this world is. Just imagine that many of the people that are around you are involved in this nonsense. They've sold their souls to the devil. Funny that, you know, I talk about King for a Day is not worth it. Well, I saw this as I was on Gab. I saw this song, I had never heard of it before, by Tom Petty, says, being king for a day is worth it, or something like that. You know what I mean? Totally the opposite of what I told you. It's not worth it. I forget, I should have, you know, written it down, but it's something like king for a day is a good thing, something like that. I found that very interesting. But, you know, it just shows me just how antichrist the world is. I wonder what Tom Petty thinks now about being king for a day. I think his perspective might have changed a little bit. He would have found that being king for a day was quite petty, wouldn't he? So, I don't know. It's just, I don't know if a lot of what this is to try to tell you just, listen, we've got it all wrapped up. It doesn't matter how many organizations the Jews and the devils have. The Father outweighs this with no problem, with not even any problem at all. But see, again, he allows people to do what they do. He does not make us to be, you know, puppets or, you know, robots or something like that. We have free will to do what we will. If you don't want to pass the test, you don't pass the test. If you don't love the Father, you don't pass the test. If you don't obey his commandments, you don't pass the test. Many people go down that road. But I guarantee you that they're not happy when they reach the end. Because wide is the road that leads to destruction. And let me tell you that hell is increased every day. Hell is insatiable. and it's being increased every day. And the main proponent of the increasing of hell are the Jews and the devil, their father. See, they know where they're going, and they want you to go with them. You know what I mean? Since they can't go, they're going to do everything they can to bring you with them. Like Abraham told Isaac that the devil's purpose is to get you off the road, to get you off the narrow path, you know. Very interesting, isn't it? This is why you should realize that King for a Day is not worth it. King for a Day is not good. Because it's just another false promise. It's just another step into the quicksand. I wrote in my article, one of my articles about, or it was the newsletter, about how the world tells you that there's only two things you can count on. One is death, and the other is taxes. Well, Enoch didn't die. But interestingly enough, they didn't tell you that you could count on the Father. They didn't tell you that his word is even more precious than rubies or gold. His word is much more precious than those things. And you can count on the Father. And if you don't obey and you don't love him, you can count on helping to increase hell. I don't know what it is with people. They're in this world and they want to be increased in every way. They want to have all the toys. They want to. And then you can see that they're drinking alcohol or whatever because they're trying to put that conscience back. They might take pills. You see it in all these Hollywood productions and all these things. One of the brainwashes and teachings that they would show you in the old days is if you've got a problem, you got to light up a cigarette and that'll calm you down. Or if you got a problem, run to the bar or run to the wherever you keep your alcohol in your house and have a drink. If you get shaken up, the first thing they do is run over and say, here, take this. This'll help. It's a brainwash. Will it really help? And I'm not trying to make anyone feel guilty or anything like that. I'm just trying to make you understand it's something that they've shown us for a very long time. In Hollywood, that's the way it is. I've seen it so many times. I mean, it just amazes me to see that, you know, here's this, you need this, you... If something happens in their life, they don't fall to their knees and pray to the Father. They go to the spirits of alcohol or to the flame and light up a cigarette. Odd, isn't it? But that is something that the Jews have put into Hollywood for a very long time. And they wanted to... They have destroyed whole peoples with alcohol. They've destroyed the Russians. All the Russians now think about is vodka, right? You've seen that over and over. Now, I'm not saying every Russian thinks. I'm just trying to say to you that I believe over in the Eastern Europe is the same thing. You know, you'll find that the Jews took over the alcohol business in America through Prohibition and through the Italian Mafia, which was really run by the Jews anyway. And I'll bet you that Well, I'm not a betting man, but let's just say that I would think that most liquor stores are controlled by some kind of a Jew. Now, the Jew might not show himself that he owns the store. He may have other people work the store. But I will say to you that it's something that puts people under bondage. And you see, the Jew, well, he would be the hidden in that situation. And, you know, maybe I can't say I'm 100% correct on that. I can only speculate on what I really do believe it is. Well, let's take a little break here. This is a song from my album called The Change, and it's called What You're Missing. You know, it's the past. We're missing what America used to be. We're missing the old days. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Saxon's Creed Radio Show, brought to you by DavidJamesBoston.com, your source for the truth. It's not your only source for the truth, but it's a good source for the truth, that's for sure. Well, it's very interesting this whole scenario of people in the world. You know, you have to wonder that the hybrids, you have to wonder if the world tells these hybrids, listen, you're an abomination and you aren't going to ever go to be in the Father's kingdom, so you might as well join us, so to speak. But I don't even know if that's necessary because they have a natural propensity. Do you ever notice that people that are race mixed, they usually favor the dark side? If almost, I would say 99% of the time, they favor, if they're half white and half black, they favor the nigger and the nigger's plight. Or if they're half Mexican and half white or whatever, they favor the darker side, whichever's darker than white. You know what I mean? I do find that to be quite interesting. But it's a natural thing. It's a natural propensity. So, you know, I don't know, you know, what to think about the world on how all these people can be so traitorous. We're in a time that is just, it's astounding to see what's going on. I saw an article where it said that these people that rescued these niggers on a boat in Italy, the niggers threatened to kill the rescuers. I mean, how stupid can niggers really be, seriously? I mean, niggers just have no brains. It's just amazing. And if they do have brains, it's only because they're half white or something. So, wait till you hear one. I won't tell you the other one I want to tell you, but you're going to love it. You're going to love, you'll see the stupidity of a nigger after this. This will be in the news this week, I believe. As long as the show got put where I needed it to be. You're going to just love this. I mean, this was one of the craziest things I've ever heard. And of course, you're going to just love it. That's all I can say. I don't want to spoil it now. I'll save it for then. So we're on page 85 here. Let's continue. Secret and semi-secret orders of the Illuminati known about. The Order of B'nai B'rith, although its strictly Jewish membership is not secret anymore, the inner workings at the top are. Its purpose is to organize, unify, and direct the Jewish people. It also directs, remember, it's part of the body of Shaitan as well. He's not going to mention that here, I don't believe. So it also directs Christian clergymen and Freemasons at times. And of course, we know that it runs the Jehovah Witnesses and has for a long time. Its militant arm is the JDL and the ADL. It also has Hillel and some other all-Jewish organizations included in its membership. Although it claims to represent all Jews, it has promoted the liberal Reform Jewish movement. The order has around 500,000 members and 3,500 local lodges. 3,500 local lodges, hello? The Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, can you say Crowley? An illuminated satanic group that worked with the German Thule Society, related to the OTO, which was with Crowley again, reportedly directed by the Rothschild family. See Chapter 3.3. This was a branch of the Masonic Society Societas Rosicruciana in Anglia. Many groups developed from the Golden Dawn, including Stella Matutina, that's, again, the morning star is Lucifer, Stella Matutina, and that is, of course, Crowley as well. Now, you've heard of the Golden Dawn in Greece, correct? Grand Council of Allied Masonic Degrees. AMDGC. The council controls the various allied degrees. It works 14 degrees. Royal Arc, Mariner, Secret Monitor, Knight of Constantinople, Grand Tyler of Solomon, Red Branch of Eri, Red Branch, hello, Ye Ancient Order of Corks, and other degrees. Its subordinate groups are called councils. Grand Orient. This is a type of masonry which is almost global, but based in Europe. It is blatantly occultic and sponsors revolutions. It maintains strong ties with all the other branches of masonry, including the British masonry. The French Grand Orient is the mother lodge directing the GO in other countries. Funds for the assassinations of the Archduke in 1914 traveled from Paris to Rome between the Grand Orients on behalf of the Alliance Israelite Universelle. Now, let me stop right there and say something about this. Is that there were three Freemasons, I believe, that were involved with the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand, which kicked off the World War. So you can see that Freemasonry not only kicks off revolutions, which are mini wars, but kicks off actual wars as well. You can see that in World War II, the top three were all Freemasons. FDR, Jewish Freemason. Churchill, Jewish Freemason. And Uncle Joe, married to a Jewess. And from what I understand, some people say, oh, he's not Jewish. Other people say he has Jewish blood. Regardless, he's Uncle Joe. And he's a Freemason. So you can see that there's a lot of problems with when wars are started. They're doing everything they can right now to start the war in Iran. And the Jews were unsuccessful in getting the war started by the end of the year, and they're angry about it. So there's another major push. They don't want to wait till the end of the decade to start the war now. They want to try to start pushing it now. And it's not looking too good either. I wonder if there'll ever come a time when American boys will just say, I'm not going to the war. I'll go to jail instead. I wonder if there'll come a time when the soldiers will say, I'm not going to fight another war, and just say, put me in jail then. Let the Jews fight the war. Let Mossad and the Jews over there fight the war. Let them fight Iran. I'd rather see a more fair war, right? I'd like to see Iran beat the living piss out of them. Excuse my language. And the Jews know they would have no choice, no chance in that. They know that they're not a military. They're not the tribe of Judah in any form or fashion. They're losers. Pathetic, wormy, queer, loving losers. So, let's continue. The group, based on Oxford University, this group's initiates form part of the Illuminati's British elite. The Jason Society, a branch of the Order of the Quest. This secret group is extremely powerful in the United States. Some of its men sit on MJ-12, the body that rules the United States for the New World Order. You could just say the Jew World Order. Jesuits, the Society of Jesus. This is the Catholic branch of the Jewilluminati. Black masses are performed at the higher levels. Only the higher echelons are aware of the Illuminati contacts. There are about 28,000 Jesuits worldwide, including this Pope, this current Pope. They have been primary agents to change Christianity into Marxism through liberation theology. There it is again. I'm going to be talking about liberation theology very soon. Knights of Malta, again, they've mentioned this again. This order preserves the cohesion of the black nobility, the European aristocracy that dominated Europe for many centuries. The head family traces itself back to the Roman emperors. Not all Knights of Malta members have connections to the black nobility, though. Only about half of the 10,000 members are black nobility. Another black nobility group in Europe is the Club of Rome, with a small select group of about 75. Typically, U.S. government envoys to the Vatican are Knights of Malta. Mizraim Wright of Freemasonry and of the Prayer de Zion, Priory of Zion. These two closely related groups are guarding the lineage of a future Messiah to rule the world. The Mizraim Rite is almost exclusively Jewish. The Prayer de Zion is primarily in Scotland, Britain, U.S., Canada, and France. France has about 43 members of the 9,731 members. The Prayer de Zion, Priory of Zion, is divided into the Legion, charged with the apostolate, and the Phalange, charged with the guardian of the tradition. The Priory of Zion has 9 levels of initiation. It's a primarily... Listen again now, ladies and gentlemen. But the 9 is not the devil's number, is it? In other words, the Mizraim, Memphis Mizraim, which is primarily Jewish, it has 9 levels. Yeah, 9. Did you notice that our menorah, which had 7 candlesticks on it, they have now stolen the menorah and now it has 9? You know why? Because now there's 9 planets. Think about what I'm telling you. Now, I've got a little piece to write that I had seen this movie that some fellow had sent me. And Pluto, I don't want to tell you everything about it, but let's just put it this way. Pluto is the 9th planet. And Pluto is the god Hades. Now, there's more to it than this, but that should give you enough information. So the Jews have even changed how many planets there are. The Palladium Rite, you know who Paladin is? In this week's, by the way, when I send out the newsletter, every time I put it into whatever that stupid thing is, something monkey or whatever, it's an email client to email my newsletters. If you go on the site and you see the newsletter, you'll see everything in completion. It's always better than what I send out from this monkey thing. And there were things missing. So you saw this picture of Richard Boone, who's a Jew. Now, I had found out he was a Jew because he looks like Shemp from the Three Stooges. But I also, so when I looked into it, I said, he's got to be Jew. Well, I believe his parents are Hungarian, and he claims to be white too. So they must be white and Hungarian or something, white and something like that. If you look into it, you'll see it. He claims to be a relative of Daniel Boone. And if you look at that picture, you're probably saying, well, what's that? Why is that picture there? Well, I guess you might not have noticed, and I don't blame you. Look at the pupils of his eyes. Now, I have pictures of him where his pupils are round, but I have a few pictures, I believe, and this is one of them, where it shows, look at the pupils, and you'll get it right away. So he was called Paladin in the Have Gun Will Travel series, and he had a chess piece, which is, you know, chess is a Freemasonic game. And he was the knight. You see, he lived a dualistic life. In one of his lives, he was a very rich San Franciscan gentleman, so to speak. Very educated, very promiscuous, and so on and so forth. But to fund that life, he had to dress up all in black and go out and do things, usually for $1,000 a pop. So there it is again, just like Batman, just like Superman, etc., etc. This vermin lives a double life. Like the Jews are all into this. This is the Kabbalah. Anyway, the Palladium Rite, a secret rite that extends globally. This super rite is sold out to Lucifer and controls Freemasonry behind the scenes. Both men and women are members. It's triangles or lodges. Are in major cities. Funny that they would talk about triangles because Alice Bailey in her books often talks about triangles. Pyramids, you know what I mean? Independent Order of Odd Fellows. This group is designed for the lower classes and minorities because its members are not often in powerful positions. It functions less as a powerhouse fraternity than does Freemasonry, but places more emphasis on the occult for the lower levels. The Order of the Quest. This is a group in charge of preserving their plan for world domination. The name used here is for the order, for this order is the one Manly P. Hall used for it. It, like other groups, most likely it has an esoteric name also. Several groups mentioned in this list play important roles for the Order of the Quest. Scroll and Key Fraternity, based at Yale. This is a secondary group which also provides leadership for the Illuminati, or the Jews, along with Wolf's Head. Skull and Bones Order, Russell Trust. Russell, the name Russell again. Based at Yale, this group is one source of American leadership. It is part of a larger Brotherhood of Death, quote-unquote. Exactly 15 members are added each year. Previous to 1860, the number initiated varied. There are about 600 active members currently. In the last 150 years, about 2,500 Yale graduates have been initiated into this super secret society. Some members, perhaps exceptions, have been initiated away from Yale. Most are descended from the early Puritan families and are tied to the Unitarian Universalist movement. These older S&B families have formed blood alliances with the wealthy families such as the Rockefellers, in other words, with Jews. Now, the Unitarian Church and the Universalist Church were separated at one point, but they came together, and they don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. They don't believe in sin. They don't believe in several things, several Christian doctrines. So they're not Christian, the Unitarian churches, Unitarian / Universalist movement, just so you'll know. The Thule Society, based in Germany, this group was the primary German Jewilluminati group prior to World War II. This society recruited German leaders, including Adolf Hitler, who they placed in charge of their Nazi party. Their symbol was the swastika, which was then also used by their daughter organization, the Nazi Party. Besides, Freemasonry also used that until this period. And the so-called Indians, the American Indians, used it in reverse. It's a sun sign. It means that the sun walks across the sky. Like Luke Skywalker, he's the sun. You get it? That's what that means. Saturn was an important god. So their lodges met on Saturday. That's why the Jews like to say Saturday is the Sabbath, because the planet Saturn means Satan and represents Satan. It has a six-sided figure on it as well, a hexagram. It was associated with the Prussian Freemasonic lodges, which were opposed to the Western or Jewish Masonic lodges. The York Rite Sovereign College, a partial supreme council for the York Rite, organized into at least 57 colleges. That's what they call schools, colleges, believe it or not. But not those colleges. These are private colleges. Membership by invitation only. In the insignia of the order is the Pentagon. Hello. It has an annual General Assembly and headquarters in Detroit, Michigan. The Pentagon. Get it? You know what that means. That's Lucifer again. Remember that the Pentagon is what's inside the star if you put the star's arms in. If you put them back out, you come out with this Pentagon, and it's Lucifer. It's the star pointing downward. It's the father of these Jews. Other Masonic organizations for white-skinned Masons, not shown in diagram, include, listen to this, this is just insane, absolutely insane, Ancient Egyptian Order of Syats, Ancient Order of Knights of the Mystic Chain, Conference of Grand Masters of Masons in N.A., the Convent General Knights of the York Cross of Honor, Daughters of the Eastern Star, Daughters of Mokanna, Daughters of the Nile Supreme Temple, Federation of Masons of the World, George Washington Masonic National Memorial Association, Grand College of Rites of the USA, Grottoes of North America, Heroes of 76, Heroines of Jericho, High 12 International, Independent Order of Owls, International Grand Council of Royal and Select Masters, International Order of Job's Daughters, International Order of Rainbow Girls, International Supreme Council of World Masons Incorporated, Jason Society, Knights of the Globe, Ladies Oriental Shrine of North America, Masonic Life Association, Mutual Guild of Grand Secretaries, the National League of Masonic Clubs, National Sojourners Incorporated, the Order of Amaranth, the Order of the Bath, remember Saddam Hussein? The Order of the Builders, the Order of the Constellation of Junior Stars, the Order of Demolé, that's the young men's thing that Clinton was involved in. Order of Desmes, Order of Eastern Star, Order of the Golden Key, Order of the Knight Masons, the Order of the White Shrine of Jerusalem, the Philothes Society, Philaleth Society, Royal Order of Jesters, Social Order of the Beauceant Tall Cedars of Lebanon. Primarily black-skinned Masonic Lodge is the Prince Hall Order. Goodness gracious. Imagine all this filth is around us. All this filth and all the people that belong to this filth are traitors. Many of them of our race. How the Prière de Zion started the Scottish Rite. Charles Radcliffe was the Grand Master of the Prière de Zion from 1727 to 1746. It is probable that the Scottish Rite Freemasonry was originally promulgated, if not indeed devised by Charles Radcliffe. It seems also most likely that Charles Radcliffe was one of the unknown superiors, likely the head one, of a German nobleman's Baron Karl Gottheif von Hund, 1722 to 1776, who is well known to have created the rite of strict observance. According to von Hund, a grand master of the super secret order authorized him to start the rite of strict observance. The rite of strict observance entered France in 1758 under the name of Council of Emperors of the East and West, and 3 years later authorized Stephen Morin to take the rite to the four corners of the earth. With his charter of authority, Morin went to Jamaica, where he initiated the Jew Moses M. Hayes. Hayes went to Charlestown, South Carolina. The rite that Hayes established had only 25 degrees that von Hund had offered. The rite of perfection is now known as the Scottish Rite. And in around 1802, the authorization was given to allow Masons to progress in 8 more degrees. Another early branch of the rite of perfection had 32 degrees, and this contradiction was eventually worked out. The result is that Scottish Freemasonry has 32 degrees for most worthy Masons to achieve, with 33 special men chosen to an advanced 33rd degree. 3 times 3 is 9, you see. You're linked with the spiritual king of this world. In addition to the numerous men who are made, there's a lot of different things here, honorary 33-degree Masons, the Scottish Rite Lodges are still referred to as the Rite of Strict Observance. The Prière de Zion recruits its own special ones from the upper reaches of the Scottish Rite. After the Scottish Rite, men can proceed to the rites of Mizraim, which also has ties to the Prayer de Zion because of its Jewishness. The upper grades of the Scottish Rite are the lower degrees of the Prayer de Zion, according to M. Jean-Luc Chamel, a man who had contact with the Grand Master of the Prayer de Zion and was familiar with that society. Also, according to the Jean-Luc Chamel, whose knowledge of the Prière de Zion is obviously of merit and worthy of attention, the Prière de Zion is generally Jewish, but a few Jewish non-members are admitted. Why would a man like Chamel leak information about this powerful Jewish society, which is claimed to guard the holy blood lineage of King David and Jesus Christ? Because the time is close when the most powerful Jews in the world plan to reestablish a king priest to rule the world. People must be given a chance to believe in this purported blood descendant of Jesus Christ, which is not going to be a blood descendant at all. Amazing. In order to legitimize their story, they have orchestrated a complex series of leaks, quote unquote. Like I said, everything that we're learning, they wanted us to know about the Illuminati. These are leaks, you see? And I'm not talking about the kind that you put in soup. That's L-E-E-K-S. I'm telling you. Yes, they deliberately leak information. Could you think that maybe WikiLeaks might be that kind of a thing too? But let's just continue. They have orchestrated a complex series of leaks, quote unquote, which has revealed the existence of their order and its antiquity. But it's a lie anyway, because they're not, Jews aren't in the bloodline of Jesus Christ or David. See? Whether their storyline that they have guarded the royal bloodline is true or not, it has enough truth in it to fool most people. It is and will be one of the best orchestrated hoaxes of history. By uniting both the Christians and the Jews behind this Messiah, they can rule the world with the religious blessings of the masses. Now the reader begins to see the significance that the present-day Pope is Jewish, a Freemason, and working with the Prière de Zion. I believe he was talking about John Paul II at this point, which brings me to another thing that I must fix. There's a lot of people that say that there's a Pope's mother whose name's Katz, and they said it was Pope Benedict, and they said it was the Pope before, but no, it's neither of those. Yes, there is a Pope who's Jewish. There's been many Jewish popes, ladies and gentlemen. But there is a Pope, and I'll get his name, and I'll tell it to you, because I had told you that Benedict, his mother was Katz. And I've heard other people say that John Paul II was Katz. We'll get that straightened out, because we can't allow this nonsense. You have to get the facts and keep the facts straight. So obviously, that wasn't a fact, and I want to make sure you know that, let's say I was wrong. But there is a Pope, a Jewish Pope, whose mother's name is Katz, or was Katz, okay? Funny how he says in this present day the Pope is Jewish and a Freemason, and we see that this Pope that we have here now is the very same thing. This is back in 91 about, right? Freemasonry and the House of David. The Prière de Zion is specially tied to the bloodline purported to be of Jesus, but it's not really, of the House of David. The various orders of Freemasonry also relate to the lineage of the House of David. False. For instance, we learn from 33 degree Mackey, so that now almost all the symbolism of Freemasonry rests upon or is derived from the House of the Lord at Jerusalem. So closely are the two connected that to attempt to separate one from the other would be fatal to the further existence of Masonry. Each lodge is and must be a symbol of the Jewish temple. Each master, a temple, the Jewish temple. That's the Temple of Solomon, you see. That's what the Jews want to rebuild and start the sacrifice there, you see. And they've given this whole goal and made it their chief desire of these white race traders that joined Freemasonry. You see? So it says each lodge is and must be a symbol of the Jewish temple. Each master in the chair, a representative of the Jewish king. And every Mason, a personation of the Jewish workman. The Jewish workman? Are we kidding? Are we kidding? In the big book, Masonic History of the Northwest, written by some past Grand Masters, we are told, in the English organizations of the chapter, the presiding officer is the prince and the heir to the Jewish throne. Zerubbabel, being descended in the direct line from King Solomon, and as such represents the king, though nominally a tributary prince first under the Persian king Cyrus and afterward Darius, by the reason of the war of the Revolution for American Independence, caused the word royal to be looked upon with disfavor by patriotic American Masons. And, as Oliver, the English Masonic historian, truly says in his historical landmarks, our transatlantic brethren, the Americans, impelled probably by a dislike to royalty, have deposed Zerubbabel from the first chair and placed the high priest in his place, giving the king the only second to the throne, which is evidently erroneous. And they have also greatly injured the force of illustration for the triple office of the Messiah by substituting a scribe for a prophet in the third chair. You see how much time these people have spent to imitate the things of the Father? And do you see that now I told you that the founding fathers didn't want to make America with a king on the throne? Because, of course, it's the Jews' goal to destroy all monarchies. So, of course, they don't want to do that. You see? Very interesting, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, this world is unbelievable. So listen to this. I'll read this one last paragraph here. Masons have looked forward to the Jewish goal of rebuilding the Jewish temple. It is a theme repeatedly pushed in the Masonic temples. As an example of this is the Scottish Rite article by 33 Mason Charles L. Bashtel, entitled, Where is King Solomon's Temple? Until the arrival of the day when the temple is located and reconstructed for the use of all mankind, we should carry the symbol of the temple in our hearts. I'm going to read that probably at the beginning of next week because this is absolutely insanity. It really is. Page 95. Let's write that down. So, I hope you're understanding. I hope you're listening. I hope you're being blessed. I hope you're understanding who the Jews and the traitors that follow the Jews are. And you can see that they follow every Jewish thing that the Jews want because they look forward to the Jewish goal of rebuilding the Jewish temple. I know you don't want to rebuild the temple, right? You know that the sacrifice has been done away with. And you believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Yahweh in the flesh. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. And until next time, study to show thyself approved.